Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers. We've got our good friends over there in Tampa at the Bulk Mail Center running around to the different post offices. And don't forget also the suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel so you got petrol to be able to get to work and whatnot. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. You also can find us on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over there. And we're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning.
Good morning.
Well, our vice president tested positive for COVID, and she's taken a few days off, and apparently they're saying that she never got close enough to Joe Biden to be a problem, but I suppose... I suppose they're testing him right now, too.
Yeah, I think they pretty much get tested every day.
Mm-hmm.
But she, they say due to her travel schedule, or her recent traveling, she wasn't around anybody at the White House. I know that she spent like a week in California. Why she keeps going out there to do what, I don't know. But anyway, she doesn't have any symptoms, and she'll be working, out of her office at the Naval Observatory, not going to the White House.
Okay, well, the longer Ukraine's army fends off the invading Russians, the more it absorbs the advantages of the Western weaponry and training. Now, exactly the transformation that President Vladimir Putin did not expect, nor did he want. So this is going to come back to maybe bite him in the butt a little quicker, and there is an outside chance that if they get really proficient at using some of these weapons that they're being given, the heavy pieces of artillery and whatnot, that they could drive the Russians right out of where they're at over there, although they still don't have the mastery of the air power or the air power to go along with it. But I guess that may or may not come.
You know, those out of the State Department, Tony Blinken, those out of Department of Defense, they need to keep saying that Putin's adequacies in this are pretty weak, and they need to be quit being so critical of his efforts, because all that does is just make somebody like Putin or his generals pretty angry.
Yeah.
And then what do? Well, they up the ante, and then they up the rhetoric. They up the threats. So the criticisms, I think, are unhelpful to Ukraine. But I also think that finally that these NATO countries are beginning to understand what could come and what Putin is capable of doing, most of all because of the growing massive list of war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're now beginning to take some of this seriously, especially after we had some pretty, two or three interesting explosions in Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're going to have to try some different approaches here internally, not with addressing Putin, but internally to figure out their own messaging. But, you know, there have been wars that have been won and lost in less time.
Yeah.
And this one has gone on a long time.
Two months now.
Yeah, they're going to have to do some big, huge adjustments here. So one of them needs to be what they say and what they don't say.
Well, of course, Russia's Lavrov said the danger of a nuclear conflict is serious and it's real and cannot be underestimated. His words, not mine.
I know that.
So that goes along with what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You back somebody into a corner, even if it's just verbally, and they're going to come out fighting. And I think that needs to be considered on how what the strategy is going forward when it comes to meetings and talks and you know how the rest of this war, whatever it's going to look like, is approached.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to be going to break here. I can hear the music coming up slowly in my ear here right at the moment. So, caller, hang on. We'll get to you right after the break. But the thing of it is not a single person in this country, I found this out yesterday, has paid a dime on their federal student loans under President Biden. We'll get to that when we come back before we go back to some other stuff that's going on. This is very interesting to find out about this stuff at this stage of the game. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will. And before we get back to Denise Simon, this segment's being brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for almost everything that you own. Now, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com, is the website. You can go over there. You can get a quote right now for your car you're driving or the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll give you a quote for that, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your vehicles, and you will save a bunch of money. So, the website again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and see how much money you can save. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
We've got a caller on the line waiting patiently. It's Mel in Saratoga Springs. So, Mel, what's your question?
Mel!
What? Yeah.
I said Mel.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mel. What's your question?
Yes, good morning, Denise and Captain. this Ukraine war that we see going on, we've got other issues where this seems to be taking our eye off the ball, of the issues being that you have the U.S.-Chinese Heartland Association, and you have these food pack processing plants being attacked, destroyed. And you know, Zelensky, I mean, you know, we're sending money over to Ukraine, with no accountability of where it's going, how it's being spent. You know, he's asking for more money, and we keep sending more money. Well, he's got a nice piece of property down in Florida that maybe he ought to think about selling that and to help finance his effort, which is Putin's objection to keep NATO from any coming any near any inch closer to the Russian border. But as I mentioned before, it seems like NATO was always a manufacturer looking for a product to sell. I just kind of think that it's like look at the shiny object over here, but don't pay attention to what's going on over here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's kind of, it just seems somewhat suspicious to me as to how all of this started to happen and all these other things are breaking out. But to go back to the U.S. China Heartland Association.
Right.
Why are we selling farmland to our arch enemy?
Mm-hmm.
That was the question there. It's a whole configuration of questions that I had, but
okay.
I'll try to listen to what you have to say.
All right, thank you. Now, now, I want to clarify something here, Denise. First of all, the property that's owned down in Miami, which is actually over, I think, on the Biscayne Bay, is not owned by Zelensky. It's owned by the Ukraine government. It's owned by their mission or whatever the hell they call it, where they put their political people in there. Zelensky has stayed there before, but it's not his property. It belongs to the country, which is done quite frequently with a lot of things. So you take it from there.
I'm not aware of that, so I can't comment.
I checked on it yesterday. Mm-hmm.
But I would say, I understand Mel's position, and I'm not happy with Biden, throwing money at Ukraine and throwing money at Ukraine. You want to give them some weapons, fine, but you know what? The world needs to be compensating the United States for the cost of the weapons that we're sending to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, we're not a garage sale operation here for weaponry. That's the first thing. The second thing is when it comes to money, what I would be doing, because we have all of these oligarchs that are sanctioned, and accounts that are being frozen, if you read Bill Browder's Red Notice, you'll understand how Putin hides his money and how these oligarchs, including Putin himself, steal from the coffers, literally steal from the tax revenue coffers of citizens in Russia. So I would be taking their money and kicking it into Ukraine. And it doesn't have to be the U.S. dollar. It can go be, the ruble.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, I mean, I'm pretty angry that we just, under Biden, we just keep throwing money over there. They may need it, whatever, but let's use somebody else's. It doesn't have to be our tax dollars.
Okay.
As far as some of the other domestic issues here in the United States, look, the reason a presidential administration is called an administration is because you have secretaries and you have point people that are supposed to handle, all of these issues, education, commerce, agriculture, Homeland Security, all these things, and every one of his cabinet secretaries are failing. Every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is stepping up to the task, and that includes his own vice president. I mean, what the heck has she done that I know of? In fact, what the heck has he done?
Nothing.
So we're not addressing inflation. I would argue that while we have these processing facilities that seem to get damaged all over the country, and there's a ton of them, by the way,
yep.
It's fascinating that nobody asked Christopher Wray that when he was on, 60 Minutes or whatever it was on Sunday?
Right, 60 Minutes.
So, yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten an FBI email about, the fact that they put a, 2 or 3 man task force on on what's going on there. The only reporting I have seen is actually by Fox, and Tucker Carlson's addressed it twice in two different segments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're trying to see what all of that necessarily means. They haven't been able to figure that out yet, but they're just putting it out there. Like, we see this happening, somebody needs to step up. So, education, the border, and it goes all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one thing, Ukraine versus the United States. That's why you have Secretaries of State and the Department of Defense and all these agencies. And I mean, there are hundreds of agencies, just
right.
Not the big ones. There are hundreds of them.
Right.
And they're all failing, every one of them.
All right. We've got Mary on the line. So, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm glad Mel called in because he seems to be thinking along the lines that I am, in that I'm skeptical and don't believe hardly any of this stuff. Especially after watching Tony Bobulinski with the information that he came out before the election be censored. Therefore, I believe there's a boatload of misinformation out there all the time from this, quote, administration that was, quote, installed. And I think they're all lying about everything. And you're right. They're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting the borders open. They're writing on the Soros agenda. They're the World Economic Forum. The elitists, the globalists are running the show. And I think that we're being led to be shown exactly what they're doing. I don't believe any of it. I can't tell what's going on in Ukraine. I believe there are bioweapons there. I believe they are being destroyed. So I don't really know what's going on there, but I know it just looks like one big giant sham show.
Okay,
and I appreciate Mel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, go ahead, Denise, because I got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know, my older son, he and I have quite a lot of conversations here, and he came home the day before yesterday and said, Mom, do you trust Elon Musk and this purchase of Twitter? And I said, you know what? I'm snake bit. I'm not trusting anybody with anything. I don't even trust stories that I read. I've got to go check them 97 different places and get things in context. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have to be very suspect. We don't have to be conspiratorial, but we have to be very suspect, and we have to keep getting details and details for all the context of something. Including, you know, weapons, kind of some funky weapons in Ukraine, for sure.
Well, this discussion will be continued again tomorrow because a lot of what we're talking about will still be on the agenda. Want to bet? All righty. Okay. Thank you, Denise. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the items that she writes, and you'll know what's going on, what she knows about it. I'll be right back with more in the Captain America Third Watch in our Military and Veterans News segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. Americans are ready to roll out the welcome mat for Ukrainian refugees, according to a new poll. Tim Berg reports.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939.
The Department of Homeland Security has published its plan to deal with a post-Title 42 migrant surge. The six-step plan includes medical support and transportation to the border, as well as initiatives to streamline the processing of migrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and the military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, National Aviation Academy's Bo Browning will be in the studio tomorrow, so get your questions ready for him. And we always have a great segment when he comes in. Now, you can find out more about the National Aviation Academy right now, right here.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be reached online by checking out the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, they have a campus in Clearwater, Florida, right here across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Or you can call them up and ask them to take the tour in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Either way, and by the way, you can take the tour of both campuses if you want to make up your mind, and a lot of people do. By the way, I want you to go to the website first, NAA.edu, take a look at everything that's there, then write down the number, 800-659-2080, look at your calendar, and figure out when you can come take the tour of either one of their campuses, either one here in Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Florida, or the one up here in Boston by the Harbor, Boston Harbor, Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Either way, you'll get a chance to talk to not only the students, but also some of the instructors and also the money people that handle these student loans. And if you're a veteran, they'll help you with your veteran's paperwork to make sure that you know some of you won't have all of your benefits because you've used it on some other education, maybe somewhere along the line. But for those of you just getting out that you haven't used your benefits, well, obviously your schooling at the National Aviation Academy will be covered 100%. It's a 14-month course. Unless you've got prior certification in the same field of expertise in the military, and then you can take a short refresher course, challenge the tests, and you're in like Flynn, and you'll be out on the street working for one of the big aircraft companies within 4 to 5 months. So there you go. Now, more than a dozen European allies are going to get about $400 million in new U.S. grants to buy American military hardware to backfill the weapons that they've donated to the Ukraine from their own stockpiles. Now, we knew this was going to happen. We were told this a couple of weeks ago, and we told you about it. So this is no surprise to anybody, or if it is, you weren't paying attention. And this, of course, is the State Department announcing this. Now, we'll see what happens and how much more is done, because we have another large group of weapons being asked for to be donated right now, again, to the Ukraine. And again, we'll see what happens. Now, a former commander of U.S. Marines in Europe who used a racial slur when speaking to junior troops violated the Corps standards for leadership, according to an internal investigation. And he's a retired general now, former commander. I'm not sure what's going to happen. If anything, he may get a letter of reprimand, because, again, he's no longer in the service. We'll see. Now, the federalized National Guard troops have been deploying to the U.S.-Mexican border for nearly 4 years now with no end in sight. Rotation, 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 and they keep coming back. And there may be more troops going on the border. Now, we do know the Title 42 is probably going to be kept in place because of the federal ruling from the Louisiana Justice that is going to that stopped everything, so that nobody can move in the government on it right now while it's being decided by the Supreme Court, which it is. It went before there to be discussed, and we'll see what happens. By the way, we still have a problem. Military families are still suffering from lack of response to mold and leaks and other problems they have in the military base housing in certain areas of the country. And that's just a shame. That shouldn't be happening to those folks. And also something else yesterday, Veterans Affairs officials this week are going to add 9 respiratory cancers to the list of diseases presumed caused by burn pit exposure, easing the path of veterans suffering from those conditions who have to take to get the disability benefits that they're trying to apply for and can't get as it stands now. But it's about time we take care of them, because that was a problem we knew about the burn pits even way back when. They've been around forever. Now, the National Geospace Intelligence Agency, which collects and analyzes and distributes satellite imagery in support of U.S. national security, is monitoring events in Ukraine and sharing intelligence with partner nations engaged in joint measures. No surprise there, right? Also, it would be easier if we were using similar systems, said one expert, so the U.S. officials can mull long-term efforts to resupply Ukraine's arsenal. They're looking to shift Ukraine from Soviet to NATO weaponry. Of course, you have to have the NATO weapons to do that. But the reason they're getting the Soviet weaponry, ammo and stuff, is because what they have pretty much came from the Soviet Union. Now, the race is on right now because Britain has agreed to get heavy artillery to Ukraine. They've been training the people on its artillery for the past few weeks in Great Britain. And they're going to get them all back together, back over to the Ukraine. As quick as they can get them there. And that's because there's a ground battle looming, which is going to be a critical phase in Ukraine. New U.S. shipments of heavy artillery and counter-artillery radar, tactical drones, armored vehicles, and other equipment are being rushed to the Ukraine for the imminent ground battle that's going to emerge in the Donbas area. And it's going to be a doozer. It'll be probably, if anybody's ever watched the movies from World War II and whatnot, it's going to be a tank battle, a lot of it. Similar to what, if you ever saw the movie Rommel, similar to what that was all about. So we'll see, again, how that all plays out. Now, Major General Bill Coley, a military judge convicted of sexually assaulting his sister-in-law in 2018, is going to be reduced in rank and may be retired from the Air Force. Don't know what his rank is going to go down to, but he certainly is going to lose at least one star, if not both. We'll see. Pretty stupid thing on his part. And the Navy's budget justification books are here. They contain previously unknown details of how the service wants to spend its money. Navy always gets charged with a lot of different things, and they live pretty good out there in those ships at sea. But then again, would you want to be out there for 3, 4, 5, 6 months at a time, or even longer in some cases? It's pretty rough out there. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. So, we'll go to break, and when we come back, we'll have the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, will be here. So don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to let Jeff take us to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
That signpost up ahead is reminding you that you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnights from 2 to 6 on AM 860.
All righty, and I remember that call like it was yesterday from that Atlanta police officer, and that was the night that the officer chased down the guy that got his taser and wound up shooting him because he thought he was going to get tased himself, and of course we all know what happened after that, but that officer called in to let us know about what was going on and rendered an opinion, which I thought was a very good one. Okay, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Yep, Moss Acura. And remember, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, of course, A-C-U-R-A. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup are better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Now, don't forget, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. 30 minutes from downtown St. Pete and about 20 minutes from downtown Tampa. Moss, Acura.com. All right, over to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I got some people that are chiming in about Twitter here, and they want to know your opinion, so let's start with this. First of all, it's official now, right? Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter for roughly $44 billion. That's a done deal?
Well, it's not until the money is sent over, but it looks to be pretty close to done, that's for sure. Things can happen, but as of right now, yeah.
Okay, do you think this would be done? Because we're hearing conflicting time frames here. Denise Simon a few minutes ago said she thought that everything would be wrapped up by September. I heard earlier in on a newscast this evening that it would be probably December.
It's very difficult to call simply because you don't know what type of regulators are going to step in. There was some information I'm looking into in regards to the European Union. And they're actually passing a new rule there in regards to, you know, well, this is more, that was more aligned towards Twitter and, not Twitter, excuse me, Amazon and some of the ones that, you know, are basically search engines, but who knows what type of business Twitter eventually wants to move into to make some more money. So regulators could slow things down and make things a little bit more difficult, but I think that that's probably a safe bet, you know, finally completing the deal at around September.
Mm-hmm. And then my friend Fred said, there's an easy gauge to measure Musk's success in this matter. It's the number of Twitter users if it increases and goes up. And it's likely to because conservative voices will be coming back to the platform. Then it will show that this has been a success.
No, I think the success is quite frankly, is the amount of money that they're making with it. That's truly what's going to be the sign of success. I think you're going to see quite a few users drop, but are they really users and just bots? I think that if you clean up the platform and you make it a viable platform and a quality platform, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's all about your profitability. It's all about the bottom line. It's not about how many fake users that you're going to have on there that people can, you know, basically say that are following them, but they're not really following them or can be utilized to push propaganda. I think that the sign of success is always going to be, you know, how much money he's making off it, and again, in cleaning up the entire cesspool itself.
I think Twitter was one of those websites where you could buy a list of names and add them as friends so that you had a bunch of new followers. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. There was companies down in Southeast Florida where if you wanted to have all of a sudden 100,000 followers, you would pay them a certain amount of money, and they would magically, you know, find them, and it looked like you had all of these people that were, you know, really following you. But it was all, astroturfing. It was all fake.
Mm-hmm. So that's still going on there or no?
Oh, sure, it can still go on. Absolutely. Again, it doesn't take much. You know, the people, smart people using the Internet to, like, try to push public opinion in various different ways. I actually remember, you know, the late Rush Limbaugh was talking about this on his radio program and how, you know, they wanted to come after him for something that he said and how they were making it look at, you know, sending all sorts of tweets and whatnot information to advertisers on his program. It was only a couple people that were doing it, but they made it look like that there was tons of people that were doing it. That's the type of thing that needs to go away.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you at all. And I did not know if they were still doing that, but I knew at one time they were.
Well, it's not that they're doing it. People are capable of doing it. Mm-hmm. That's the whole bot concept. And again, if you clean that up, I think it's going to make it for a much better platform. You want a quality platform is what you want. You get a quality platform, you attract, you know, quality users. I think he's probably going to head towards a model where you can pay a subscription to make sure that you're, you know, who's verified and who's not verified. I think that that's a great idea.
Yeah, well, it's my understanding they're going to verify who the I saw something here a little while ago pass over through one of the news tickers that came through that they were going to start verifying the people that were signed up as to whether or not they were a person or a bot.
I think that the sooner that they can get rid of all of that nonsense and the propaganda, the better off that they're going to be. And again, you know what? It's going to follow. The other social media companies are probably going to have to do the same thing because it's going to elevate the bar.
Okay, well, Elon Musk is a very good businessman, and about an hour ago or so, the SpaceX capsule went up on its way to the space station, the International Space Station, with a replacement crew of four astronauts. It was launched from Cape Canaveral down here, and that is the big thing that Musk continues to do, and he must have some of the best people in the world doing that sort of stuff because they just seem to do it like it's a natural thing.
It's great to see, you know, this type of innovation take place. You know, we obviously like to see the next steps of what we can learn from this. I was actually, you know, on the same type of conversation. It was actually an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal where some lady was talking about this new Cold War that looks like might be taking place, or we might be entering into almost like a bipolar world going back to like we had before. And the argument was that, you know, you're going to have great technological innovation during this because of going back to the Cold War and thinking of all the things that were built and created at that time. Yeah, you know, there wouldn't have been the incentive, well, there might have been, but not at the push to go to the moon like we had, unless the Soviet Union wasn't sending rockets up into the air. So who knows what's next?
Yeah, and good morning to George Godfather chiming in again here for the second time. He was up earlier and he's back again right now, and he's saying China. Let's see, he's talking about China here. Let me see if I can get this because it's okay. China has bought 195,000 acres of land in the United States. Did you know that?
100,000, you said?
195,000 acres have been bought by China in the United States. They're buying, quote, farmland.
I don't know the exact amount, but I know that they've bought land in the United States. Not breaking any laws by doing that. So, it depends on where land is. Who knows what farmland?
Supposedly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing we've got more than enough of here in this country. We just need to use it wisely. And we just haven't managed to do that.
Well, there's a lot of land that isn't being farmed right now. So, you know, you're getting it cheap.
Oh, yeah. And it's what it's being farmed with. I mean, you know, again, I've been a big advocate of getting rid of ethanol. And basically, you know, let's produce more food. I think that's a much better direction. And to basically get rid of a lot of this FDA nonsense.
All right, here comes the music. I will be talking to you tomorrow, my friend. So have yourself a great day up there.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there and check out his podcast, too. And don't forget, his show can be heard on many of these same stations on the weekends all around the country. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes back right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.